to get tuned up for the original acoustic part on the studio version, we will need two capos, a regular capo and then what we call a cut capo. A cut capo is a capo that is shorter than a regular one, and that when you put it on the guitar, it only holds down the fifth, fourth, and third strings. Now, if you have a Kaiser quick change capo, you can actually turn it over so that the tab part that usually is on the back of the neck will be on the strings, and then the part that's on the strings will be on the back. And it's actually built in such a way that it works as a cut capo, that it holds down just the fifth, fourth, and third strings. And that's actually what I'm doing. But either technique is good. When we do this, what we're basically doing is putting the guitar in what we call an E suspended tuning, where the fifth, fourth, and third strings are higher than the other strings. And this song, because it's in the key of F sharp, we actually do all of that up two frets, which is why we need two capos. So with your regular capo, you're going to capo the entire second fret. Then with the cut capo, whatever version of it you want to use, it will be two frets higher. So basically on the fourth fret, holding down the fifth, fourth, and third strings, fifth fret. So what you get if I play from the sixth string open, all the way down, is that. And it's basically an F sharp suspended in this version of it, capoed up two frets. So, put your capos on, come back here, let's get tuned up.